The Department of Education has announced how Liberty University, one of the world's largest Christian schools with more than 15,000 students on campus, has been fined $14 million for failing at providing students and staff with sufficient information regarding sexual assault, according to AP News. This has been the largest fine imposed under the Clery Act, which requires a university receiving federal funding to gather data and share information surrounding criminal activity or any threat of it. From 2016 to 2023, the university only had one officer with little supervision on campus. The Department of Education has largely noticed an underreporting or misclassification of cases, and most prominently, sexual assault cases. One report included a woman who had been raped by an attacker who had stated that he had a knife on him. The investigator from the university determined that the case was baseless because the claim stipulates that she had consented to the sexual act, even though the claim states that she only consented to try and get away from the aggressor. Many victims from the university are afraid to speak out of fear of being punished. The university had previously disciplined students who disobeyed the Liberty Way, also known as their code of conduct. Meanwhile, the perpetrators were left undisciplined. The stigma surrounding speaking up has created a community of silence, leaving many cases unreported. This has caused former students and faculty to file lawsuits for failure to take action or manipulate reports. Liberty University has claimed that they have been treated unfairly by the Department of Education in determining their statistics for violating the Clery Act and that they are selectively targeted. They also claim that they have designated and used more than $10 million to improve the school's educational organization and new employment that abide by the Clery Act, among other laws. With KCSB News, I'm Ginger Thomas.